Alrighty, it is 5:35 a.m. Friday, the 18th of January. Only 3 more days, guys. By the way, here's what I mean. Most people say it takes 21 days to develop a habit. Seems to me it takes about 3 weeks for someone to go, screw this. Right? It's not about developing habits. It's about noticing the state that you're actually in. I just finished my little morning routine. I don't even know what to call it. Let's just call it Pilates for right now, because that's what it's mostly based on. And I'm doing it every day in the morning, usually before the podcast, about 7 minutes. It's my little wake up my body routine. 7 minutes. And it's not that I've made a resolution to do this every day to transform my life so I could lose 40 pounds. None of that crap. It's called It Feels Good. It feels great. It feels great to, like, actually stretch and pump up my body. It feels great to articulate the spine and to activate the core. It feels great to move the arms and legs in a way that just wakes me up and invigorates my body. Who wouldn't want to do something that feels great? On a seemingly unrelated note, my God, so the Donna... So if you know who she is, some of you don't, but the Donna gave me some pumpkin pie spice because being an American expat, I love pumpkin pie. My mom made the best. My grandma, actually my Aunt Charlotte, makes some really wicked pumpkin pie. And you don't find it all that often in Australia. So Donna, otherwise known as the Donna, got me this pumpkin pie spice. And oh my God, it's delicious. So I put some in the bulletproof coffee this morning and a little bit of vanilla essence, you know, just vanilla beans, not even the bean, but we take vanilla beans and we soak it in vodka for months and it creates the most delicious vanilla essence. I mean, not like that fake or cheap crap you buy in the stores. This is good. So I added a little bit of that to my coffee today and oh my God, it's delicious. Ah, can you hear that? By the way, I imagined doing that yesterday. Victoria and I talked about it. And while we're talking about it, I'm actually imagining the experience of the coffee. So I didn't have to talk myself into doing it this morning. Yeah, we got committed to it. I must follow up on my commitment. That's right, we need a workout buddy to make sure we keep working out throughout the year. Again, I'm not a fan of that approach to life. But let's talk about your Feel It Real sessions and your manifesting. How can you let them be sweeter? What's the one little thing that you can add in? I'm going to say it's the one little thing that you can take away, which is that force, that commitment. And you do that by not making this about problem solving. I will exercise every day for the 2019 so that I will be thinner. I will not have the problem of being the fat guy in the room. You get it? How massively different is that than I do my exercise, my little exercise routine every morning? It feels great. It invigorates me. It keeps me going till I get to the pool at 11. Then I do my swimming and stretching in there that I completely enjoy. See all my friends, have a good time instead of going to a J-O-B. See, what if you structured your life in a way that you started, instead of trying to solve all your problems with this stuff, you just started giving life to something lovely. You see, here's a problem, right? Maybe you've watched some Feel It Real Fun shows and noticed historically, I've been overweight. Okay, I built an empire sitting in an Ames chair. Well, it started with me sitting on my sofa. And then, yeah, if I was in my Ames chair, I built an empire doing that, you know, while doing it. But I also became furniture. So I could imagine, you know, like being 30 pounds lighter, you know, preventing a heart attack, like all that crap, right? Which I have zero interest in. I just imagined enjoying my body more. What would imply I enjoyed my body more? Man, I loved climbing trees as a kiddo. Hills, mountains, you know, making out in the backseat of a Volkswagen, that was fun. By the way, you see, imagining doing that doesn't mean I'll do that, but it means I'll have the capacity to. I'll have the body that I desired to have as a 26-year-old. You get it? I'm not solving a problem. I'm giving life to what most people would call possibility. Because I can do possibly lots and lots of things with this body that's developing because of how I'm imagining. And I find myself doing things like Pilates and swimming. I would have never guessed that I would do those things as bridges. But I'm just having fun because I've imagined enjoying my body. When it comes to money, watch today's show, because I'll bring this into today's show as well. It'll be show 725 of the Feel It Real Fun show. Because here's the deal with money. Money represents value. Money has no value. Trade Forex for a couple years. You'll realize how volatile the value of money is. It's constantly changing in value. Most people don't realize that. All they know is the price of peanut butter went up. Meanwhile, and they panic because they haven't doubled their income and work half the time. You see, where value is in experience. Value is in time, having free time. Value is doing what you love and imagining specifically, like, why do I want to double my income again? You know, more play time, more playmates. That's my little tiny thing. I love having free time. I love listening to the traffic go by right now, knowing that I don't have to ever be it again, and knowing that some of the people listening to this, we actually have locals listening to this, which is cool. They could be driving past right now, or just driving later listening to this, discovering they don't have to be traffic either. All they've got to do is sweeten up, add some flavor to how they're doing this. You notice I don't drink coffee to wake up. I don't drink coffee to be in the, don't talk yet. You know people that they've got the coffee cup that says, don't talk to me till I'm done with this. I've just had a couple sips. Yet I'm already rocking and rolling. I got a bed this way. So take what you glean from this episode. Visit us at freeneville.com. Join us in manifestingmasterycourse.com. It is that members only 90-day adventure. You get a special little members only bit in the email every day, a little recording, something to read. Not much. Yeah, it takes you 10, 15 minutes a day at most to do what we do with this course. And it'll rock your world because of the way we've designed it. Hundreds of testimonials on the site, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And God, we've had people literally manifest hundreds of thousands of dollars through this course. Results not typical. The U.S. government says we must say that you may even like get a wart or a pimple while doing the course or something like that. Alrighty, visit us at freeneville.com, join us at manifestingmasterycourse.com. Get on that 221 email list if you haven't. At least get that freebie a day so you can start rocking your world. And go listen to some more podcasts. Love ya. See ya. Alright, more coffee time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.